USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The immigrant situation at the bridge in Del Rio, Texas is now finished. Some of the people were sent back to Haiti, or they voluntarily decided to go back to Mexico. But thousands are still being processed. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas
will have their cases heard by an immigration judge.
Almost a year after Joe Biden was elected president, the Republican-led ballot review in Arizona's Maricopa County has been made public. They found no fraud, but they did find more votes for Joe Biden. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is a Democrat that's running for governor.
This has caused a lot of harm to our state, a lot of harm to people's confidence in the election processes that have integrity in our state.
The process was also criticized for a lack of transparency. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listeners Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is backing the recommendation from a CDC panel for booster shots for those over 65 and people younger with underlying conditions. But she broke with the group when she declined to support boosters for those with high-risk jobs.
Many of our frontline workers, essential workers, and those in congregate settings come from communities that have already been hardest hit. Withholding access for boosters from these people and communities would only worsen the inequities that I have committed to fight against.
The boosters are for people who received the Pfizer vaccine. The House passed legislation that would ensure nationwide access to abortion following the Supreme Court's decision allowing Texas to ban abortions. The Women's Health Protection Act challenges the Texas law that bans abortion past 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill narrowly passed the House. It now heads to the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats in the Senate are hoping to continue funding the government and increase its borrowing authority in a single bill. But Republicans have vowed they wouldn't approve more debt. USA's Lance Pry reports.
The federal government could default on our debt for the first time in American history come next Friday. Lawmakers have drawn lines in the sand. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
They want to tax, borrow, and spend historic sums of money without our input. They'll have to raise the debt limit without our help.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
How heartless can you be? You voted to spend these monies because of COVID. It's a valid reason. And now you don't want to pay for it.
America's debt is currently well over $28 trillion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After a mass shooting event, this department store steps up to help employees that are trying to recover. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Kroger will keep employees on the payroll of the Tennessee store attacked by a lone gunman. A Kroger spokesman saying the Collierville store will stay closed while police investigate Thursday's attack, which left a customer identified as Olivia King dead. 10 workers and 4 other customers were wounded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.